DJ Double Trouble, Trouble, Trouble.
Getting double. For everybody. I wouldn't give you up, wouldn't change you, wouldn't let you go. Even though another girl come my way, I won't go. I wouldn't give you up, I wouldn't change you. You're my perfect girl. Even though another girl show up,
double,
baby,
double.
Don't you fear, cause I don't care. I love you, everything about you, I just love your way.
I love you, hey.
The way you smile, the way you care, and the way you talk to me. You never rude, give me no attitude, girl. I love your style.
Kettle Radio, 89.5.
I wanna hold you and dance with you, cause you drive me so crazy. I love this little lady.
Love this little lady.
I love this pretty lady. I won't change you.
Hold your body. Kettle Radio,
89.1. Nice. Like. Miss say me like, girl. She's on fire. No water can cool her. She's on fire. No water can cool her. Hey, no one ask you, is it possible to know you? So many things me want to show you, but them done said already. Well, I say walk with me if you don't mind. I'd like to share what's running through my mind. Could you give me some of your precious time? Yeah, I tell you straight up, I love your style. Nice. She nice. Like. She say me like, girl. She's on fire. No water can cool her. She's on fire. No water can cool her. The moment you think of giving up, that's when the devil come rushing in. The moment you think of giving up, that's when your body start crushing in. Shining through my window for the very first time. Yeah, I've been trapped in this body, seems like for a lifetime. No more excuses, I've got to get what's mine. The moment you think of giving up, that's when the devil comes rushing in.
Reggae Kuruka.
Greetings, greetings, my brother, King Tapa. Hope you're okay, everything is okay. On your side, everything is on top notch, despite this year being one of the most toughest year we've ever had based on the pandemic.
Greetings. You know, thank you so much, DJ Double Trouble, for having me on your program, man. Get to radio and the whole vibes, the whole Kenyan massive, you know. Wherever you're listening to, thank you for logging on.
Well, to proceed further and further, first and foremost, I'd like you to tell our listeners, the global market, the Kenyan market, a little bit background of who is King Tapa and how did you get started in the reggae music?
My story is, you know, King Tapa, when you listen to the voice and you hear the name King Tapa, I'm a reggae artist. Reggae artist from New Jersey. I was born in Dominica. It's a small island in the Caribbean. You know, we listen to pretty much everything. Reggae music was something I got into, I would say, in 1995 when I started playing on a sound system. And playing on the sound system led me to fall in love with reggae more. You know, I started learning and, you know, experiencing the different genres, different music, different artists, and what they had to bring to the table. And that inspired me. It inspired me I felt like I had something to say, and I wanted the world to hear what I have to say. So when you hear King Tapa is about spreading love through music, you know, reggae music. King Tapa is about, you know, I'm a humble dude, you know, I respect each other, I respect people, I respect people's opinions, you know. And so the name King Tapa, man, is just a cool dude you can hang out with. You know, you can say what's up to me. I'm not an ignorant person. You know, I just love, you know, I love life. You know what I'm saying? And I love music. You know, so again, King Tapa, reggae. You know, love the vibes. When you hear my music, you know, you're just gonna love it. You know, you're gonna love the vibes and the energy I bring. You know. And again, thank you so much for having me, man. You know, bless.
Yes, indeed. It's very nice to know that King Tapa is all about spreading love through music. And your music, basically, we're going to make the listeners listen to it. It's very energetic. And I'd like to ask you, if given a chance, how would you describe the flavor style of your reggae music?
Yes, Trouble. It's a good question. You know, my style is unique. It's different from the other artists, and that's what I love about myself. You can tell me apart from the other artists. So, you know, when you hear King Tapa music, you're not gonna hear like, oh, that's that person. You're not gonna get me confused between another artist. Not to say anything is wrong with that. It's just that my style is different. The way I write my music, because I write my own music. The way I flow on the beat, my style is just it's just different from the other artists out there. And the flavor, I would say it's a bit of the olden reggae and the new reggae. So it's a compilation of both, and that's why my style and my voice and everything sounds so different. Everywhere I go, everywhere I perform, people tell me, like, you know, your style is just crazy, man. It's unique, you know. And I thank God for that, you know. So yeah, I would have to say my style is just the flavor, the style is different from any other artist. And you know, yeah, that's it, you know. Mad. And I also feel, you know, because I'm from Dominica, you know, we grew up listening to soukous, we grew up listening to country music, we grew up listening to soca, calypso, and reggae. So with that being said, you know, just being a DJ and hearing all these different type of rhythms blend into, you know what I'm saying, it kind of like, I kind of take a piece from each a rhythm or each artist and create my own. So that's why my style is it's different. That's why my flavor. That's why you can distinguish. You can tell between, you know, King Tapa versus another artist. You know, I've been compared to Busy Signal, Barris Hammond's a couple of times, but you know, you're still gonna tell it's King Tapa. Straight up, never late up. Begin. You know, you're gonna know that's me. Bless.
I like the energy and I like the uniqueness about you, King Tapa. Well, still speaking about being unique, your kind of music is totally very unique and it defines who King Tapa is. I'd like to know and would like to tell the whole world and the listeners, do you play any instruments and do you write all of your songs by your own? Are you a producer? What more unique thing can we learn about King Tapa?
Definitely. You know, the crazy thing is I don't play any instrument. And I, you know, when I was younger, I think I was like maybe 9 or 11, they had taught me to play the bass line, and I remember playing the bass for my school. But I'm not good in any type of instrument. I wish. I sometimes, you know, just Google how to play guitar, and I often try to go out there and purchase a guitar just to learn it. But I never followed on it. As far as writing my music, yes, I write all of my music, and I also write for other artists as well. And I mix and master my own music although I work with a lot of different producers, when the beat doesn't belong to me, then I would record the song from my studio and I would send that song to the producer so he can do his mixing. But I do a lot of mixing. I write my own music. I create my own artwork. Because the thing is, in this age, you have to learn to do a lot of things, and a lot of things come natural to me. You know, it's not forced. It's just there. So I'm a fast learner, and I thank God that I have the skills that I can do those things, you know? And I do write my own music, and I mix and master as well. Bless.
King Tupper, first and foremost, I'd like to give you props, you and your team, for quite a relieving, different album, Feeling the Vibes. All of them 13 tunes. From Running Away, Do It Again, Love This Lady, Bad Energy, Beat It Up, the list goes on and on and on. I can name them all. They're quite amazing songs. So, speaking about your album, Feeling the Vibes, let us know what was the inspiration behind it and what were the challenges of making this album. And kind of tell us why the name Feeling the Vibes.
Oh yes, man, Feeling the Vibes. Feeling the Vibes go back to 2008. 2008, a producer from France by the name of Daddy and Hyper, they used to release a lot of rhythms and Swifts, so a lot of big names. And they reached out to me and they wanted to create this this compilation. So they sent me a beat and I wrote a song titled Feeling the Vibes. And I sent it back to them and they loved it. But what happened is the compilation fell off. So they told me, go ahead and release my song. So I put the song up on YouTube, and a record company reached out to me and said, hey, we love this song. We want to promote the song. And but they wanted 100% of the rights to the song, you know, and I wasn't getting anything. They was just going to, you know, keep all the royalties and things like that. I don't like working like that. So that fell off. I had the song, I had the beat. I remake the beat. There's a guy in New Jersey by the name of Jim the Boss. He's like a dub master. So he did the beat over. And I decided to put some work into this beat and just gotta get a different producer and work with some different people and to re-release the song. So what I did, I recorded the song, and the song was mixed and mastered at IMAX Studio. It's a friend of mine in New Jersey. And I wanted to spend some time on Feeling the Vibes song because it meant so much to me, and I went through so much, and I was like, what is it about this song that keeps making me, you know, revisit the song or keep holding the song? And what I did, you know, I linked up with Jack Pickney and some other people in my crew, and I said, hey, listen, I want to create an album, but I want to name the song Feeling the Vibes. So I started working on some other songs that I had, even songs from 2005 and songs from 2018 and 19. So it's a mixture of old songs and new songs. And the reason I named the album Feeling the Vibes, because when you listen to track 1 and you listen to track 13, there is a song on that album for somebody. There's love songs on there. There's the Rude Boy song on there. There's a song that'll make the girls, you know, wind up, you know. And then there's a song that with the energy, you know, like there's a song called Wake Up, and it's basically telling people, like, you know, this is your time, you know, don't let nobody hold you down. This is your time, wake up, you know, you can do it. Because that's what I do with my music. I like to inspire music. I like to inspire people. So the Feeling the Vibes, I wanted to use that song from 2008 to represent the entire album, because the entire album is a vibe. And when I say Feeling the Vibe, I don't mean just go to a party, turn on the bass line and just jump up and down like you're dancing. It could be that you're sweeping the yard. It could be that you're painting the house, you're washing your car. There's a vibe, you understand? And we all got a vibe, and we do it differently. And we, you know, so Feeling the Vibes, man, it you know, it's a journey. And again, the songs on the album, man, if I wish everybody would go out there and listen to the album, and they'll get to see exactly what I mean. You know, working with, there's about 7 different producers on there, different beats. And yeah, you know, so I hope I explained myself right by your question. But thank you so much. Yeah, feeling the vibes.
Me want a sweet drum beat so me can skank up me feet. Feeling the vibes, feeling the vibes.
Bless.
We want to see you drum beat so we can skank up me feet. Feeling the vibes, feeling the vibes. Reggae to play and me now go delay. Feeling the vibes, feeling the vibe. Hey, tune a beat and me a feel it. Go look a hot girl so me can deal with it. Well, everything feels so right cause the music. The love of me a feel me can't refuse it. Hold a girl, grab a girl, start fi dance. No make no wrong, no security, you ruin out the
dance. Get ready, 89.5.
Hey, oh gosh, rapper, tapper. Me want to see you drum beat so me can skank up me feet. Feeling the vibes, feeling the vibes. Reggae to play and me now go delay. Feeling the vibes, feeling the vibe. Hey, tune a beat and me a feel it. Go look a hot girl so me can deal with it. Well, everything feels so right cause the music. The love of me a feel me can't refuse it. Hold a girl, grab a girl, start fi dance. No make no wrong move, security up in a the dance. You make a wrong move and then put you out the dance. Sweet rubber dub, me love fi see the girl a bubble. Music a beat, nobody nah look no trouble. Smoke what you want, police can't tell you nothing. King Tapa, me don't tell them already. Music a the beat and them really can't stop it. Me want a sweet drum beat so me can skank off me feet. Feeling the vibe, feeling the vibe. Reggae to play and me nah go delay. Feeling the vibe, feeling the vibe. Hey, tune a beat and me a feel it. Go look a hot girl so me can deal with it. Well, everything feels so right cause the music. The love of me, I feel me, they refuse it. Everybody can the dance floor enjoying themselves. Except for this one girl me meet all by herself. So me take the time out, we approach her. Never know, say her man did right side of her. Him step up in front of me and ask me what one. But the music so sweet, him say tap a gwan. She grab my waist, I pull her close, we got a dance on. Step aside now to wanna bury song. Me want a sweet drum beat so me can skank off me feet. Feeling the vibe, feeling the vibes. Reggae to play and me now go delay. Feeling the vibes, feeling the vibe. Tune a beat and me a feel it. Go look a hot girl so me can deal with it. Well, everything feels so right cause the music. The love for me, I feel me can't refuse it. When last you go a dance and see everybody a dance. Bartender, selector, security, everyone a dance. Oh, music, sweet reggae music, reggae music. Give me my woman, my strong woman, natural beautiful woman. At night when we kiss a good night woman, in the morning when you wake up at the same woman. Give me my woman, my strong woman, natural beautiful woman. At night when me kiss a good night woman, in the morning when you wake up at the same woman.
What make the man they love you up at night? In the day they want you out of sight. Too much makeup on your face, no right.
DJ, girl, the lack of confidence trouble,
that no right. Your friend them must say you look alright, but deep in your heart you no feel to right. You're beautiful in a God's sight. So get your act together. Give me me woman, me strong woman, natural beautiful woman. At night when me kiss a good night,
turn it up, turn it up.
In the morning when you wake up, I see a woman. Give me me woman, me strong woman, natural beautiful woman. At night when me kiss a good night woman, in the morning when you wake up, I see a woman. Me no come to suffer this woman, but some women need to understand. You don't live a Hollywood excessive makeup fi make you look good woman. But from your barn you know you're beautiful. God put in work so you're beautiful.
Beauty, beauty.
Stop the boy.
Botox and facelifting. Emptying the rag in your system. Maybe you never had good teaching, or you just weren't listening. So why you do that to yourself? My beautiful woman, give me me woman, me strong,
straight up, never light up.
Beautiful woman, I'd light up because I could not.
Let's do it in the morning, sweet loving in the morning time.
DJ Double Trouble, Trouble, Trouble.
Straight up, never light up.
Kettle Radio, baby.
Let's do it in the morning. Sweet loving in the morning time. Hold me tight, my darling. Sweet kisses for as long as you like. Sweet loving in the morning. We could do this for the rest of our life. Sweet loving in the morning. Oh girl, just hold me tight. Oh girl, let me love you.
Let me love you.
In the morning and the evening time, put my arms around you. Cause when we touch, girl, it feels so right. Never put no one above you. There's no darkness cause you are my light. Tell you again, girl, I love you. I can see the future, yes, it looks bright. Let's do it in the morning. Sweet loving in the morning time. Hold me tight, my darling. Sweet kisses for as long as you like. Sweet loving in the morning. We could do this for the rest of our life. Sweet loving in the morning. Oh girl, just hold me tight. Don't have to worry about no makeup.
No makeup.
Oh baby, when you wake up. I've been asking myself these questions, why I'm so lucky. God has answered my prayer, the love of my life, I'm so happy. That's why I'm gonna love, 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 love,
love you, my baby.
Let's do it in the morning.
That's quite a vibe. Yes, indeed. You, as you have said, as King Tapa said, you have a song for everybody. 2020, let me start by saying, begin! if I got it right, something different, you know what I'm talking about. No drama, I like that vibe. Tell us a little bit about the song No Drama. What's the inspiration about it?
Begin. yeah, you nailed it, man. You nailed it. That's a nice sample right there. You nailed it. No drama. All of my songs stems from, it's pretty much the beat. When I hear a beat, it's almost like I have things to say and I have things to write about, but I can't do it unless I hear a beat. It's like the beat actually makes me, you know, voice it. So when I heard the beat, you know, the first thing that came to mind was like, man, I don't want no trouble. And I wrote this song, you know, the pandemic is going on, you know, a lot of things is happening on TV. There's fighting, there's police brutality. There's so much, you know, just bad energy going on out there. And I was inspired to write drama. Like I don't want this. I don't want no drama. I want this thing to over. I want people to respect each other. I want us to move forward in love and in unity. And, you know, that's where No Drama came from. You know, the beat was hype, you know, and even with that song, it's crazy. When I heard the beat, I'm not gonna lie to you, I put the beat in the in my sound system and I hit record, and I record the entire song without stopping. I was even going after the rhythm was finished. I freestyled that entire song, and then I came back and I listened to the song like, whoa. You know, that I change a few notes here and there, but the whole song was a freestyle, but it was based on just what I was seeing on TV, and you know, just the beat itself with that energy, man. So I said, you know, bigger. You're in trouble, you're crazy, man. yes, bless.
Begin.
King Tapa, straight up, never late up.
Worldwide,
I feel make a different move.
Can't
steady like no fool.
No, no, no.
So hear my voice, yeah, yo.
Again,
my voice now.
Worldwide. Don't bring no drama to me. No, no drama.
No drama.
Don't bring your troubles to me. Me no want that bout
no,
you. Don't bring your drama to me. No, no drama.
No drama.
Don't bring your troubles to me. Me no want that bout you. Don't bring your drama to me. No, no drama.
No drama.
Don't bring your troubles to me. No, no bout ya. And don't bring your drama to me. No, no drama. Don't bring your troubles to me. Me no want that bout ya. New year, new plan, new people. Me no mess around, no evil. Me tell some boy me fire. Top and go burn out evil. Some laugh and say me crazy. Some laugh and say me lazy. Then I know me style, one follow my style, one follow my pattern, can't hold me down. No way, none at all, them can't catch me when me a right to just like a roaring lion. King, me name, me a to stay far from the loser them. Anything me do, me see them, what do it done? Can't catch me. Don't bring no drama to me, no, no drama. Don't bring your troubles to me, me no want that bout ya. Don't bring your drama to me, no, no drama. Don't bring your troubles to me, me no want that bout ya. Don't bring your drama to me, no, no drama. Don't bring your troubles to me, no, no bout ya. And don't bring your drama to me, no, no drama. Don't bring your troubles to me. Me no want that bout ya. I will always do my best to stay positive.
Trouble.
Tell them son I shy, them reply. It soon ring later. Kill joy, always must stop your shine.
Oh,
fire now will keep burning out. A bad mind,
bad
this
mind.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Always on my grind. Worldwide, me keep a focus mind. Don't bring no drama to me, no, no drama. Don't bring your troubles to me, me no want that bout ya. Don't bring your drama to me, no, no drama. Don't bring your troubles to me, me no want that bout ya. Don't bring your drama to me, no, no drama. Don't bring your troubles to me, no, no bout ya. Don't bring your drama to me, no, no drama. Don't bring
your troubles to me. You have written songs and collaborated with quite a few reggae artists like Mercy Mwinnie, Ozzy. Can you list a few of these? And also, which one were your favorites? And are you planning to do any more collaborations in future? And if so, which musicians would you like to collaborate with next?
Collaboration is a great thing for artists because, you know, an artist from that's not here, he's gonna hear, his fans is gonna hear my music, my fans is gonna hear his music, so I'm all for collaboration. I've collaborated with Why Not Production, with iMark Studio, with Just Servant Records, just to name a few. There's some backup vocalists on my album, Arita is one of them, and there's another girl called Wisdom, and Pinky Famous from Jamaica. I am working on another album to drop in 2021, and I've reached out to a few of my reggae friends, Bascom X, and I'm looking to voice with Egyptian. I'm hoping to get Busy Signal, and you know it would be it would be an honor to get Barris Hammond to collaborate with. You know, we're gonna do some work, you know, and hopefully we can get this going for the next album. And also looking to just collab with some artists out in Kenya, because that'd be great, you know, because it's all about music, it's all about love, and it's all about spreading the message through music, man. So, you know, yeah.
Well, King Topper, reggae is now moving to a different era, according me as a DJ and my perspective point of view. It's moving, the beat is now fused R&B, rap and rock, just about every musical style. You as an artist, you as King Tupper, do you think reggae will lose its identity in future?
No, I don't believe that, because reggae is one of the genre, reggae music, it lives, you know, from Bob Marley to Peter Tosh to the big names, you understand, Wailing Souls, you know, it goes back to And it evolves, you know, because, you know, you have rock steady, you have real rock, you have dub, you know, you got dancehall, you got reggae, roots reggae. So yes, yes, you're gonna hear some hip hop in reggae, you're gonna hear some R&B in reggae, you're gonna hear that style. But reggae itself, I can't see it in my eyes. I can't vision reggae music dying and then something takes over reggae. You know, and I mean, for me, I don't have a problem mixing style. That's just something I'm blessed with. I can pretty much flow on any beat. So, you know, as far as adjusting to a different style, you know, more drums, more bass, less bass, that these kind of things, it's for me, it's not an issue. But to see reggae losing, you know, and becoming something else, I can't see it. I think the style is gonna change, but reggae have a baseline, man. So, and you can identify that anywhere, you know. Even right now, there's a lot of pop artists that's using reggae beat, right, to do their music. And as soon as I hear it, I'm like, well, that's a reggae song. Yes, she has an R&B voice, she has a nice pop voice, but that's a reggae song, because you can just tell reggae music, you know. So, and even the style, man, you know, there's a lot of us artists out here who's still authentic, who's still singing about poverty, who's still singing about, you know, upliftment and being wise and just knowing your history. And that message that was being told way back in the days, we still have to carry on that message. So I don't think reggae is gonna change. I don't think it is gonna change, but as far as like the reggae, nah, sir.
Well, speaking about reggae music and the style, as you've just named it, you are based in New Jersey. What's this reggae scene like over there? And what style of reggae is usually played in New Jersey, King Tuppy? Is it conscious music, dancehall music, lovers rock? What style do majority of people who come to your shows prefer? And not only the people who come to your shows, but the listenerships around New Jersey like?
Yeah, that's a great question. The thing about New Jersey is New Jersey is mixed. So there is people from all over the Caribbean. You got Haitians, you got Bajans, you got Jamaicans, you got Dominicans, Trinidadians, you know, and it's just mixed. You have Spanish, you know, you have Africans, you know, so it's mixed between reggae and dancehall, but the majority, I would say, is dancehall. There's more dancehall parties that's being kept, more dancehall shows. For me, when I'm performing, I do a lot of shows in New York, and these shows are straight reggae. You know, it's they're 2 hour performance, 1 hour performance, 3 hour performances. New Jersey mixed. It's mixed with everything. You know, you're gonna hear most of the DJs here are versatile. They box. You know, they can pull out a big name in the box, and you know, an old school juggling mix, and they can rock with the new school. But I would say dancehall. Dancehall would be the majority when it comes to like events and parties and stuff. And then, dancehall. But they can dabble, man. They can play pretty much anything. Cause I myself, when I was a DJ, it was the same thing. You know, there's a time for dancehall, there's a time for reggae. So for instance, if Luciano is coming to do an event here, then you know, you're gonna find more conscious music playing. But if Busy Signal is coming, then you're gonna hear reggae and dance on. And I think most of the DJs here know how to hold it down and do their thing. So yeah, I would say if I was to choose between reggae, the conscious reggae, and dancehall would be the main music that runs here right now.
King Tupper, racism is on the rise, and New Jersey is a state in a country called America, whereby there have been traumatizing events like the George Floyd one and numerous others. There have been protests over and out Black Lives Matter, whereby it has reached a point your color betrays you. What message would you like to give the universe when it comes to racism, you as an artist?
Yes. You know, yes, you're right. In New Jersey, you know, it's based in America, and we are faced with this racial profiling every day, with racism every day. You know, good things come out of bad situations a lot of times. And for the 20-something years I've been living in this country, we actually seen, I mean, we know, as a black person, I know there's racism. But I think that a lot of people was covering it up, and now it's in the open, it's coming out more. So when you see something like George death, right, it shocked the world to see so many white people going out there and protesting. And even with me, I was like, whoa. You know, I would watch the news every day, and I would see all these white people out there protesting because they're fed up. It's affecting them in some way, you know. My message to everybody, to the world, is, man, we got to heal this world, you know. Yup, a white person bleeds red. A black person's blood is red. You understand? We're not that much different from each other. We're human beings. And, you know, the crazy thing is, black people, we're fighting for equality. Not even revenge. We could be out there fighting for revenge, but instead we're fighting for equality, you know. And I see some changes. I've seen some changes, but it's going to take a long time before we actually see equality, you know. And, you know, for us black people, man, we have to stay strong. We have to support each other. We have to teach each other, you know. And that's why I choose not to write negative music, man. I try to write good music that can uplift people, you know. It's just because I'm versatile. So when a producer send me a dancehall rhythm, you know, I would switch my style and maybe sing something dancehall. But my message is to uplift people. So everybody out there that's listening, man, we gotta love each other, because you may say, oh my God, what is this guy talking about? But love heals, you know, and we have to use that, you know. And so my thing to everybody that's listening right now is just, you know, just hold the faith and keep strong, you know your worth, know your strength, know your skills, you understand, and we'll get through this. I've seen changes, you know, if I didn't see any black people out there protesting, I mean, if I didn't see any white people out there protesting, I'd be like, wow, we're doomed. But change is happening. It's happening all over the world, you know? And so we gotta vote. We gotta go out there and we gotta make the difference, you know? And the younger people, you know, I think they stopped waiting for the older people now. So the young people are doing it. So young people, just keep the fight. Keep going. That's my message.
DJ Double Trouble.
Again. Rise up early in the morning, make my journey to do what I gotta do. I know life is hard, me have to go work, cause me have to get paid. When money come, I'm getting ready so we can prepare for Saturday. When Friday come, my check is here, Uncle Sam, I get paid. If I work, I know I have to get paid. That's right. Give thanks to the Father for my help and my strength. That's right. If I work, I know I have to get paid. That's right. Give thanks to the Father for my help and my strength. That's right. Some folks are really helpless, got no family, no money at all. Some folks are really careless, see them family, and I help them at all. In this rumble jungle, you have to watch your talk, you have to watch your talk. I don't wanna see my brothers and sisters fighting, no, no. I don't wanna see nobody else dying, no, no. Slave masters still are with people them crying. Oh gosh, if I work, I know I have to get paid. That's right. Give thanks to the Father for my help and my strength. That's right. If I work, I know I have to get paid. That's right. Give thanks to the Father for my help and my strength. That's right.
Yes, it's King.
Rise up early in the morning.
Straight up, never late up.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Yes,
She give me attitude.
She does.
The little dollar when we get from yesterday, it gone today. Every day she want money. If she not get it, she act away. Tantrum like crazy. She acts so crazy. Scream out like she's being murdered. If she not get it her way. It's strange to say, hey, but sometimes I feel like running away. But if I go, nothing will change. I say
sometimes
I feel like giving up. So I said thank you for my faith. Problems will always find us. Yeah. Got to be strong most of all. Stay focused. When I tell you she get on my last nerve, I mean that. Questions I ask myself, does she even care? I try to speak to her normal. I try not to raise my voice loud. I listen when she speaks to me.
Kettle Radio, 89.5.
So why the rudeness in attitude? It's strange to say, but sometimes I feel like running away. But if I go, nothing will change. I say sometimes
it's fight.
That's right. Straight up.
I think we should take a break.
Spend some time apart.
Would that help? I don't know, but I feel like it's a start. Or maybe get together, call the pastor, let him pray for us. You tell me, honey, just say the word, it's all for us. I'm not telling you, walk away from what's going on. I am asking you to help me fix what's wrong. When we started off, we were so strong. I feel like what we have is fading, falling down.
The foundation that holds us together has collapsed and hit the ground. I know we can't do better than this, yeah.
If you are up to it, are you more than willing to fix it, yeah? What is broken can be fixed, there's no need for replacement.
I think we should take a break,
spend some time apart.
Would that help? I don't know, but I feel like it's a start. Or maybe get together, call the pastor, let him pray for us. You tell me, honey, just say the word, it's all for us.
King Tapa, when growing up in the Caribbean, like to know and would like the listeners to know and the whole wide world to know today, who are some of the reggae artists who inspired you? And to be specific, which songs usually used to move you? And how do you think the reggae industry will be in the next 10 years to come globally?
Every little thing is gonna be alright. Bob Marley, Dennis Brown. Should I have faith in you? Should I? Gregory Isaac, The Messenger. You have Sizzler. Steel Pulse was a favorite, is still a favorite band of mine. Roller Skate, Out on the Corner with My Roller Skates. You know those songs. The list goes on. There's a lot of artists I grew up listening to and, you know, just love the style, you know. There's Nitty Gritty, there's Tenasaw, just to name a few. And those style, I just love that style of music, you know, because it was different. I love when something is different and not just, you know, reggae is here to stay. Reggae is here to stay. Of course, there's gonna be some changes, you know. You have a lot of artists that's they're into vanity and they're into the cars and the expensive cars and stuff. So you're gonna hear a lot of that. You're gonna see a lot of music videos with those things. But you then have artists like myself, King Tapa. And the other artists that's out there who's still gonna keep spreading that message, love, hope. You understand?
And so I think 10 years from now, we're going to have some artists coming out of Kenya, coming out of Nigeria, coming out of Ghana with big reggae songs. We're going to have artists coming out of the smallest islands in the Caribbean, like my island, Dominica, with big songs. And I'm just optimistic. I'm hopeful. And I'm praying that everybody just, you know, do what they have to do. Because music is love. Music is a mission. It's not a competition. It's a mission. We're here to spread the word and, you know, just be uplifted and be blessed, man, that we have this voice to be able to create music, you know. So I'm happy that I'm a part of it. I pray to God that he give me strength, that 10 years from now, I can still be on your program talking to you, Mr. Trouble, you know, and just keep it flowing, you know. But yeah, Bob Marley, you know. Because I do perform. I perform some of Bob Marley's songs when I do my performance. And I drop in a few Dennis Brown sometimes. And, you know, I just love music, man. And, yep, those are the artists.
Still speaking about artists, apart from King Tupper, who are some of your favorite reggae artists of this era?
Straight Up, Never Late Up. Yeah, there's some great artists. I listen to Ibamah every once in a while. I listen to Natural Block, Chronix. I listen to a little Egyptian every now and then, Busy Signal. I listen to some there's so many names. There's so many names. And I listen to Pato Rankin. I listen to the singer from Ghana, Stone Boy. You know, I like Stone Boy vibes. You know, he when he sings reggae music, he sounds really fire. You know, so there's a lot of artists out there that I listen to. But the ones I call, those are the ones that's running from my head right now. Those are the ones I can think about, you know, off my head, I can just think about them. So yeah, Natural Black, BZ Signal, you know, Stone Boy, you know, Pato Rankin, you know, these are the names that comes to mind. You also have Lila Ike, you know, you have her, and there's a few people in her camp that sounds really, really has really, really nice vocals, really nice voice. And I'm just, you know, I'm just looking to hear great things from these artists and even myself as I grow. Yeah.
There are a lot of them artists who have a dream, but they don't know how to visualize on it or go about it. What advice would you give all of them upcoming musicians?
That's a great question, and I learned this, you know, I learned this on my own as well. If you're an upcoming musician, instead of just going to the studio, writing music, and just releasing music, give yourself some time to pick a song and build on that one song, and also learn the business, because music changed. It has changed drastically. It has changed so much in a good way. And in a bad way, you understand? Everything is about social media, how much followers you have, how much shares you get, how much likes you get. So you have to sort of know the business no more, because we've come to a point in our lives where as musicians, where we don't really need a record label. If you do get a record label, God bless you, that's good. But there's a lot of things that you can do on your own that can make you stand out and reach to the places that you want to be reached. And also, you have to surround yourself with people that care about not just your music, but you as an individual. Like, I want us to give a big shout out to my friend Ja Pinkney. You know, whenever I reach out to Ja Pinkney and I say, yo, I got this song I'm gonna release, the first thing he says to me is, Tapa, yeah, what's the plan, you know? And he hits me with that, what's your plan? I'm like, oh my god, you know. So you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan, and you have to be honest with yourself, you know, and you gotta stay fighting. Don't give up. If you love to sing, then just keep singing. Keep singing, keep dreaming, keep writing good music, but learn the business. Learn the business. Yes, mad.
King Tupper, on Reggae Kuruka here, Ghetto Radio, you usually put artists on the spotlight. Today, the 27th of September, is your day, and we don't want you to shout out. For this question, if you could date a musician / celebrity in the reggae industry, who will it be?
Oh my god, you know,
a bunch of names start flying from my head. I got to be careful with this one. Oh geez, you know what? There's some nice looking females out there. I don't know, man. I mean, Shangxia is a beautiful young girl, you know. Leela is you know, like Leela. God. Yeah, this is one of those crazy questions, man. You're like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm on the spot right now, and I'm trying to think, like, you know, who's out there. But the first name that came to mind is Shangxia. I don't know why, but she was the first one that popped up, like, Shangxia. Like, whoa. Yeah.
That's quite an amazing one. Well, King Tupper, is there anything else that you'd like your fans to know? What's in store in future? And where can people find your music, your platforms, and kind of appreciate some of the people who have been in constant support with you?
Yeah, let me just start by saying, you know, again, DJ Trouble, you know, for taking the time out to interview me and letting Kenya Massive hear my voice, you know. I appreciate that very much. Projects that I have coming up. October 2nd, I'm dropping a new single called Nobody. I'm currently working on songs for my album for 2021. Should be released in March, sometime in March 2021. I want to give a big shout out to you, DJ Double Trouble, Ghetto Radio. I want to give a big shout out to all the DJs out there. So many, there's too many names to call that's been playing my music and playing it without me saying, hey, can you play my music, you know. So I really appreciate the support, you know. I appreciate my friend Ja Pickney for being there for me and telling me the truth about songs that he thinks, hey, maybe you should do this and maybe you should do that, and I think we need this in this world. So thank you everybody for listening. You can find me everywhere. I'm on Instagram, please follow me, because you know I'm on Instagram at King Tapper. That's KingTapper at King Tapper. I'm on Twitter at King Tapper. I'm on Facebook at King Tapper Music World. Or you could just go to my website, which is kingtappermusic.com. Okay, if you Google me, King Tapper, everything is gonna pop up. The music is all over it's on all digital platforms. So, you know, you can find my music, you can stream my music, you can buy my music, you can download my music. And yeah, thanks so much for having me, man. It's been a pleasure, you know. The questions were great, you know. I'm very happy to do this show with you, and you know, big shout out to everybody. Mad World, be good.
Well, King Tupper, thank you for your time. And before you go, and before you do an a cappella to all of them Kenyans, I have a slang for you, and I'd like you to see how good you are, because I understand you're a keen learner since 95. Well, here we go. I want you to say this and you repeat after me. Then I'll tell you the meaning. Gidha ni yakurekereria. Gidha ni yakurekereria.
Gidha ni yakurekereria. Oh my God, yeah man, Double Trouble, big up yourself to the fullest, yo. Worldwide, King Tupper, mad.
Well, you've said it. It definitely means it's the last hour of the show, that's all. Well, as we sign out, sing some little bit of love to the Kenyans.
This one is for the Kenyan ladies. Kenyan ladies, nice. I said them nice. King Tupper like her. She's on fire. No water can cool her. She's on fire. No water can cool her. Kenya ladies, hey, me want ask you, is it possible to know you? So many things I want to show you, but them done said already. Well, I say walk with me if you don't mind. I'd like to share what's running through my mind. Could you give me some of your precious time? Me, I tell you straight up, I love your style. And the next one go. Friday come and still no money na run.
Why? It's like them out fi mad me, make me crazy, lose my sanity. I work so hard. Me want a sweet drum beat so me can skank off me feet. Feeling the vibes, feeling the vibes. Don't bring no drama to me, no, no drama. Don't bring no trouble to me, me no want that boat, yeah. Mad. Ghetto Radio, thank you so much for having me on your show. DJ Double Trouble, please stay out of trouble, because me know the girls, them love you so. King Tupper, I'm out.
Ghetto Radio, 89.5.